It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Jury selection is underway in a high-stakes trial involving Apple and Samsung. Apple saying, hey, Samsung, you totally copied the iPhone, no fair. And Samsung says, nah, those are generic designs. I'm paraphrasing. Samsung is also countersuing Apple. Colleen Chen teaches law at Santa Clara University and says Apple sees this as a hugely important issue.
We all know from Steve Jobs' biography, you know, he felt that the whole smartphone concept was kind of ripped off. But in particular, they're focusing on the actual device itself. Looking at the device, if you aren't looking closely, does it look like an Apple phone? That's the kind of the crux of the design patent claim.
This case and others like it that may follow will have effects way beyond the courtroom.
Play out the scenario here. Let's say that Apple is able to prevail and they're not found guilty of infringement, but Samsung is. Well, if you're an Apple user, you know, in some sense, that's okay.
But if you prefer Samsung products, you'd notice some bare shelves because Samsung may have to pay up.
Apple's asking for $2.5 billion from Samsung, and that's how much they spent last year on R&D. If that's what Samsung has to pay, then the potential for the number of choices of devices out there to be diminished is real.
Fewer Samsung products for you to choose from because there's way less money to develop them with. Where this battle goes next will focus on two main areas, how the smartphones on the market today look and how they work.
If we're really talking about the design patent part, then that's really particular to Samsung's hardware. But if we're talking about the functionality, then it will be something that all Android device manufacturers that use Android will have to pay attention to.
And then everyone who makes anything Android could end up in court. Apple may be focusing on Samsung's physical design, says Dan Ackerman of CNET, because it could be easier to get a win that way.
The hardware, in a way, is easier to patent if you have something that's unique and you can file the architectural sort of drawings of it and you have all that paper back end that's on file with the patent office. Patented software stuff has always been a little bit harder. You know, Amazon patented that one-click concept, and that was something difficult that a lot of other companies had to deal with, how to get people to be able to buy stuff in a store without just having a simple one-click buy.
So now a jury will decide if Samsung's gadgets that really do look a lot like Apple's are illegal copies or if black rectangles belong to everyone. It's crowded in this studio. Lots of musicians here with me. The Birds, what time is it?
A time to be born.
Well,
a time to die.
Okay, that's... Could you narrow that down?
Is it
like 3 o'clock? Forget it. Just forget it. That's not helpful. Is it, Chicago?
Does anybody really know what time it is?
No, because no one wears watches anymore. They just look at their phones. But a smart watch boom is underway. The Strata Watch has already met its funding goal on Kickstarter. It connects to your smartphone by Bluetooth and then lets you call, text, check Facebook or Twitter right on your watch. It joins the Pebble, another Kickstarter smartwatch people funded pretty quickly.
Time has come today. Time has come today.
Not quite, Chambers Brothers. The Strata isn't built yet.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future.
Yeah, Steve Miller Band, but the Strata will be here in November. Oh, look at the time. Sorry, I didn't get to you, Prince. Yeah, that's how it goes. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.